Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast, your source for the truth in health and fitness. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers.
That we are.
For Thursday, October the 14th.
Spectacular. How was your day, my good man?
Today was an adventure. Our microphone, if you've been listening to our...
Put the sentences together.
Listening to us for a while, you might notice that our quality is down for today. For some reason, our microphones decided to not... like us, and my computer decided to go crazy.
For some reason, about a minute in, so maybe you tech people that are trying to lose weight and listen to our podcast know the concept to why this happens.
Right.
But a minute in...
it starts crackling.
It does a nice little crackle. It's almost like we're sitting by a romantic fireplace.
Right, and then the fire takes over.
And then Satan himself shows up and distorts our... audio, and right. It is out of control.
It is.
And we had a problem with it a couple of days ago or weeks ago, and we addressed it and changed it up, but
right. Yeah, it came back, so I don't know. Turned off my computer, did all these things. So that's been frustrating. But yesterday was good. First day of rugby practice.
How was the rugby?
It was good. A lot of running for the first day out. Coach was kind of an ass about it. A lot of running.
Did you enjoy it?
It was good to be out again, but you don't start off with, like, seriously, he's just doing running drills. Like, you line up with five guys across the field, and the first guy throws the ball to the second guy, and the first guy then runs to the end of the line, while the second guy throws the ball to the third guy, second guy runs to the end of the line, and it's kind of this loop pattern,
okay. And
as you're running down the field. So you not only have to run sideways, but you have to run forward. It's just a lot of work, and just drills like that over and over again. So, It was frustrating, but...
With, like, that kind of a league, does your captain also play with you?
It was our coach.
Your coach also play with you?
No. Our coach is a big fat man.
That, like...
used to play.
Explain to me why he would want to coach.
Love of the game.
Just love of the game.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll probably coach when I'm older. It's like you... did you get paid when you coached water polo?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I get paid to do most of the stuff that I do. I'm not a big volunteer.
Right, except for this.
Except for this right now.
Right.
We're working on ways to get paid. Slowly but surely we will. We actually have a meeting in about an hour to go figure out some stuff.
Right. How was your day, Dan?
Good. Okay. Been doing well. Getting back into the workout routine personally. Not training people. Well, I'm kind of training this one guy that works out with me. So that's good. Picking up my golf game.
Well, yeah, Tyler and I went out. We shot some golf this morning. So
the president's frustrating. It was a little bit frustrating at first. The President's Cup inspired me to get my golf on, and I realized that the more I don't try, the better I am at the driving range.
Right,
can power the crap out of that ball and get it going. That short game, I want to hit that sucker so hard with my putter, and I can't. My short game is awful.
Yeah. We're kind of reversed in that my short game is pretty good.
Yeah. I was impressed in your short game.
Tyler's short game is hit or miss. Yeah. Like sometimes it's like straight and narrow, other times it's hit the grass up into the air, bounce off the tire of the cart next to us.
Yeah.
So
I like it. It was fun.
Yeah, and we have a competition on Friday.
Yeah, we're gonna go out and play. So that should be oddly entertaining.
We're putting money on this game.
I hope not.
I hope so.
Makes
me play better.
I don't need to lose money.
Like I'm talking like $10.
I don't know. We'll figure that out.
Then we set the precedent and then become golf sharks.
See, I figured that it's probably gonna be more of a you buy me a drink. Concept.
Okay, fine.
So, but yeah, that's the general day in the life of me right now.
Excellent.
And yeah.
Excellent. Cool. So, today we're continuing with our postural analysis.
Posture. Get it straight. I just made that up. That was really nice. That was good.
Tyler's in a rascally mood right
yeah.
now.
I'm like partially tired, but partially not. And I know that I have to entertain myself because we have this meeting that we have to go to that's, I'm pretty sure, going to be boring.
Right. That's why I'm drinking my little green tea.
That I'm not looking... Well, I'm looking forward to this meeting, but I have a feeling that it's going to be boring, so I need to stay awake.
Right. I completely agree. It's going to be... I don't know. It should be interesting. You're not wearing your podcasting hat, just so you know.
I know, and I'm doing swell.
Weird.
Keon gets angry at me because I play with my mouth, so you can't hear me on the podcast, so I have to play with something else, and I end up playing with a hat that I wear.
Anyway.
Keon's got a dirty mind.
Let's talk about posture.
Posture! Get it straight.
So last time we just talked about... You're such a nerd. We talked about general posture. Just kind of some guidelines about what posture should look like. The next couple weeks we're going to be going over some of the more popular postural deviations and some ideas on how to fix them.
Good, let's fix it. Let's get it straight.
Let's get it straight. So, today we're talking about the kyphosis lordosis posture.
Oh yeah, that thing.
Of course, right? Kyphosis lordosis is one of the most popular postures today because we spend a lot of our time sitting. So,
hold on real fast, quick question. Mm-hmm. Is there any other way to name this thing?
Nope.
Okay.
That is the name of the posture.
Say it one more time.
Kyphosis lordosis.
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 Okay.
Yeah. And all it means is kyphosis is the rounding of your shoulders and the rounding of your thoracic spine, your upper spine. And lordosis is a curvature of your back, so an increased curve in your lower spine. So kyphosis is the upper spine, lordosis would be the concave curve of your lower spine.
That makes actual sense.
I know, right? So I'm going to walk you through the Stott Pilates, kind of what you can, ways you can kind of identify for yourself what this posture looks like.
All right, let's identify it.
So, the head position,
head
forward. So, that means if you're kind of turtling, you know, like how turtles just kind of stick their head forward?
Turtle.
That's a classic component of the kyphosis lordosis posture. The cervical spine, so your neck spine, is going to be hyperextended. So, as you turtle, the back of your neck, that little angle increases a lot.
So, basically, if you're listening to this podcast right now, shove your...
As opposed to not right now.
Not right now. As you're listening to this, basically you're just shooting your chin forward and keeping your shoulders where they were.
Not yet. Well,
where they are, just to get the general gist of what's going to happen to what we've talked
then
about so far.
Then your shoulder blades are going to abduct, which means they're going to separate away from one another.
So you're going to roll your shoulders forward.
Exactly. Shoulder blades.
And still shoot your neck forward.
Exactly. And then your thoracic spine is going to increase in flexion. So that you're going to round out in your lower, in your back, upper back. And then what's going to happen to your lumbar spine is you're going to hyperextend to correct for everything else. And so instead of straightening, why this is such a popular posture is people will start rounding forward at the computer desk. And then the muscles will get short and tight in their upper body. And then to fix it, instead of using their back muscles to get up, they'll shoot their hips forward so they can stay upright.
You look creepy right now.
I know, right?
Okay,
so then your lower back rounds, and then your pelvis tilts forward. So remember we talked last week about your ASIS, those little bones that are below your belly button?
Yes.
They're going to be lower than your PSIS, which is the little bones in your back. So your hips are going to be tilted forward. Your butt's going to be sticking out.
So the ladies should want this one.
No, it's really... ladies love this one because it's like, oh, check out my booty. It's so nice. But in actuality, it's just killing your back.
It just as a visual, it makes me feel as if you're the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
A little bit, yeah. Hunchback of Notre Dame with a killer butt booty. So
with
you take
a badunkadunk.
With a badunkadunk. And then we're not done yet, though.
Oh, we're not done.
Your hips, your hip joint is flexed.
Wait, there's more.
Right. And your knee joint is hyperextended to compensate for the flexion of the knee. And then your ankle is plantar flexed, so it's pointed slightly. So that also contributes to the hyperextension of the knee. Okay? So all these things come out to be the most popular posture in the world. So you go really curvy at the top, so you curve crazy like that, and then you compensate with an increased S curve at the bottom, and then kind of almost a straight line down from the hip.
I see a lot of older people having this.
This is
like that it's extremely noticeable on older people.
Absolutely.
I see it with a lot of people in general,
but
with the elderly, it's like you can see it a mile away kind of a concept.
Absolutely. Because as we get older, our postural deviations, they tend to exacerbate. They get bigger. So right now, you might just have a slightly rounded shoulder because of your computer all day. And then what happens, your head is going to come forward too. And then to correct for that, your low back's going to round out. So it kind of builds on itself. And so if you catch it now, though, you'll never have it again.
Boom, bada bing.
So some things that you're going to need to stretch. Let's talk about the muscles that you're going to need to stretch. Your quads and your hip flexors are really going to be tight. So a kneeling stretch, like a lunge, is going to be really, really beneficial for this posture type.
Okay.
Also, your low back is probably pretty short. Doesn't mean it's strong, it just means it's tight. So you're going to need to stretch out your lower back as well.
How do you do that, Keon?
Lower back flexibility is kind of hard to get to. Reaching for your toes and just hanging there is going to be a good way to go for that. Also, some of the Pilates work you can do with going up and over your body, like doing like rollovers is really nice because then that also strengthens your abdominals, which surprisingly happen to be weak. So your abs are really weak in this posture type. So if you have kyphosis lordosis, or if you have a really strong sway in your lower back, that really strong swoop in your lower back, that typically means that your abdominals are really, really long and weak.
Okay.
So your hamstrings are probably going to be a little bit weak as well, so you're going to need to do some hamstring work. So your quads, if your quads are tight, that means the opposite muscle group, your hamstrings are going to be needing to do some work. So let's talk about exercises that you can do to increase the strength. Deadlifts are going to be a fantastic option for you, as well as straight-legged deadlifts, which is pretty much just keeping your back straight and then touching your toes with some weight.
Attached.
Right, so for this, you have to keep your chest really far out, grab a couple dumbbells, and then reach like you're touching your toes, and then come back up to a standing position. And that's going to build strength in your hamstrings, and also build strength in your upper back, which is also weak. So, let's see. What else should... Oh, your mid-back is going to be needing a lot of strengthening. Your chest is really strong, typically, in this posture. So, you'll see this in a lot of frat boys, because they'll do... Gotta get jacked on my bench press!
I see it all. Next time you guys are walking around the gym, if you're not at the gym right now listening to us, a lot of the buffer people have a curved shoulder aspect to them, an inward curve.
Right.
Because they don't work on their posture and whatnot.
Right. Because you can have just kyphosis, you can have just the rounding of the shoulders without the lordosis, and you can have the lordosis without the kyphosis, but they tend to go as a package because they complement one another. It's a really easy way to compensate for your posture without doing any work. So that's why your body will go with it. Your body likes doing the easiest thing.
Uh-huh.
Definitely not just the best thing for itself.
Okay.
So those are some easy ways to get to identify the posture. So if you feel your back and it's really, really curved, if you stand and your butt's poking out and you don't have a naturally large bottom, that's a typical sign of this posture.
In the rap world, we call it the badunkadunk.
Or the booty.
The booty.
The booty. So those are good. Also, like swimming on the ground. So like pretend like you're doing breaststroke on the ground. You push up into like a extended position, shoot your arms forward, and then just do like you're doing breaststroke on the ground. And that's really going to strengthen your mid-back, because that's what needs strengthening. So bent over rows are really good for this kind of posture, and anything that's going to stretch out the chest is also a fantastic choice.
Though I enjoy all of those movements. No, I'm tired. I like the swimming on the ground concept.
Just make sure you're not taking it in the lower back, You want to feel it in the upper back. Mid to upper back. And then you can feel a little bit in the lower back. You also want to grab one of those TheraBands, like, you know, those stretchy bands, tie it off, and just have it at your hip, like your elbow at your rib cage, and just open up, like your arm is a door, and you're just opening that shoulder joint up, and that's going to strengthen your rotator cuff muscles, as well as some postural stuff.
And that will get your shoulders back to the normal position.
Exactly. And that's really what we're concerned about with posture, is just getting an ideal plumb line, and then working from there, getting dynamic posture worked out.
Sweet.
Fantastic. Anything else I haven't talked about this that needs... Oh, abdominal strengthening.
Yes.
I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
No worries. I've been
kind of rambling. So your abs are going to need to be strengthened without strengthening your quads. So like I said, some of the rollover stuff is good to stretch your lower back, but you want to do a lot of... upper body flexion, but like planks are going to be really good for you.
Okay.
Because you don't want to flex your shoulders even more. That's going to toss you into that posture.
In doing a crunch, you're going to roll your body up if you already are rolling your body up just to hang out in life.
Exactly. So just hanging out on your elbows and your toes and just holding that plank for as long as you can is going to be really beneficial for you. And then as you start coming out of this posture, you can probably do more... traditional abdominal strengthening exercises.
The one thing I wanted to say is that I know that I at times roll my shoulders forward just due to the mass of muscle.
Kind of. Tyler's so jacked and tan.
Because I'm so jacked and tan. What I wanted to just get is that in the extreme of this, you need to work out and do it. If it's starting or like you can kind of see it, you just need to correct it.
Right.
You know, it's not one of those things like you now, we're not classifying you as you have a medical issue and you need to now go and work out 8 times a week and to figure out all. You just sit at your desk, take 10 seconds, you'll realize, oh, I am rolling my shoulders forward. I do it about 3 times a day. I go, oh, I am rolling my shoulders right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sit up proud. Stick my chest out a little bit, and I get everything all lined up, and right. I go back to my work.
Right, and throw in a couple of these exercises that I've talked about into your workout.
Yeah, don't be aware of it
every single time you work out.
Yeah, it's just personally, I'm all about purpose, why you're doing things. So it's next time you're doing your back workout, throw in, you know, doing this breaststroke on the ground.
Right.
That's working your back, but it's also specifically working your back to help with this cause.
Uh-huh. And it's also, stretching out your shoulders. Yeah. It's a great exercise.
It's a great one. So it's a little fun thing to throw in your arsenal that is also, besides getting your back sexy, which is always my main priority,
right.
It's also productive and functional.
Absolutely. And want to reiterate what you just said, Tyler, like, absolutely, this is not diagnosing any medical condition, it's just being aware of how your body lines up with itself.
Yeah. Look at yourself in the mirror and just think, are my shoulders rolled forward, is my butt sticking out, because I don't have a butt, but because my spine is shooting it back a little bit. Or, you know, do I lock my legs, you know, just take 10 seconds, look at yourself, adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And then where you need to attack and make it happen.
Right, yeah. Like, and if you feel like you have a major postural deviation now, definitely talk to someone who can help you out with that, someone who specializes in posture. But if you don't have a major postural deviation, a little bit of work now is going to save you thousands of dollars in hip replacement, knee replacement issues, because if you fix it's like the alignment of your tires. If you don't get the alignment of your tires fixed, it's going to mess everything else up about your car. Like
Also, it's going to help you. I mean, one of my biggest fears, I don't know if you've ever known this, is when you get older, you shrink.
Yes, your spinal fluids.
Yeah. Having bad posture is going to make you shrink even more. Absolutely. Because your body bends forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Because I always see the people with the canes. It's like that is a... Having a cane and using a cane is preventable. You don't have to use a cane.
So that's, as you get older. Having good posture, you're going to be able to my grandma has rolled shoulders and stuff like that, and she's honestly like 4'11", kind of a thing.
Oh.
Yeah, you just need to relax and work on it now if you're young. If you are older, yeah, let's get to the gym. Let's get a trainer and tell them, hey, I have this, and this. I want to work on it. They will help you out.
Right. And make sure because a lot of trainers will say, oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing with posture. It's the same thing with kettlebells that we're talking about. Like, you need to have someone who's been trained in this stuff. Like, I've spent the last year learning about posture, and I'm, like, just about finishing getting as much knowledge as is necessary, so.
Yeah, we keep talking about personal trainers, and the one thing that I want to specify with personal trainers is that there are gyms that, if you work there, they, like, apprenticeship you.
Mm-hmm.
And their people aren't certified. That's all I really want people to check is that, hey, do you have a cert of some kind?
Right. Like we were talking about yesterday, with
the PX, the P90. P90X. It's like we couldn't find a cert on the guy. He might know all of his stuff, but yet for some reason we can't find a cert on him.
And certs are, I mean, it's important. It's like USD, it's like organic or non-organic. You know, it's like I can say I'm organic, but if I'm not certified organic,
it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean jack. So.
It's just, yeah. So that's kind of my 10 cents on this whole concept.
Remember, if you want to send in your pictures to me, I'll do the first, I think I got 5 more people to do for postures. So if you have that desire, send it to podcast@truefitnessacademy.com and I will evaluate your posture. And we'll get you some specific exercises. I'll record a little short 5-minute video for you of exercises that you can do to fix your posture.
Sounds
good.
For
you specifically.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Also, basically, we be doing this right. You guys run the show. So keep emailing us, podcast@truefitnessacademy.com, because we pick the topics off of the stuff that you want to know.
Right. So if posture bores the crap out of you, then...
Please inform us.
Right.
But the last 2 weeks have literally Keon and I don't even have to look at each other and ask each other, hey, what do you want to talk about this week?
Right.
You guys already tell us.
Yeah, and we don't... And like, I'd much rather have you tell me what you want to hear than me guessing at what you want to hear.
Yeah.
So I don't care if it's the same person over and over again. Like...
I know it's you, Brandon.
Brandon. You son of a...
So, yeah, just keep emailing us. I love getting them. I like knowing what you guys think, even if you don't like us and think we're lame. We've gotten a few of those.
That's you, Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah wasn't very nice. But whatever.
Very cool.
Calling you out, Sarah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think that's about it for today.
Okay.
If you have any questions about posture, pop it in the comments section of our site, truefitnessacademy.com, or on the Facebook.
Facebook.
A Facebook page.
The book de face.
Book de face. Face? Beard face?
I don't know. All right. Well, that was spectacular.
Sweet. Well, we will be talking to you tomorrow. And until then, you go enjoy your day. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
Peace out. He got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror. Oh.